Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Eber and Siskel and Robert.
Big Lance and Phil. Tonight we are doing a twofer. We're doing a double
twofer grace.
A double take. We're doing a double feature. We're doing X-Men Origins Wolverine 2009, and then we're also going to jump into the Wolverine 2013. We're going to talk about these two because these are the last two we're going to talk about leading into our discussion on Logan. So be on the lookout for that. But I watched both of these movies pretty quick, back to back, and I think I got some little bit of shit to say as far as my opinion on them. But before we go into that, is what's up, Big Lance?
What's up, Phil? How
anything
you doing?
You want to talk about?
You want to talk about work? Let's talk about work.
No, let's don't talk about work. I just wanted to give you a chance to talk before we jumped into the movie.
Wolverine, Logan, what do they call him on that one movie? They call him Jimmy?
All right, well, yeah, let's go into X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Who calls him Jimmy?
His name is Jimmy Hewitt. James Hewitt.
James. Did they call him James or Jimmy?
Victor calls him Jimmy. That's his little brother.
That's right.
But anyway, this movie stars, obviously, Hugh Jackman, Liev Schreiber, Danny Houston, Will.i.am, Taylor Kitsch, Ryan Reynolds playing a very poor version of Deadpool, and it was directed by Gavin Hood. Don't know who Gavin Hood is. Never heard of anything else he's done.
All right,
how you want to start this movie?
From the beginning? I mean, you obviously got to start from the beginning because the beginning should have been what the movie was. You start off with a big fucking scene with, you start off with him killing his father.
You start off with a little boy, a sick little James Hewitt.
Right, a sick little Wolverine.
Man, he ain't the Wolverine yet.
But he's a little boy, but he's Logan.
He's going to be.
That's Logan.
Well, he's James Hewitt.
He's
right.
James Hewitt. Okay.
Right at the moment.
He's James Hewitt.
But then the guy comes over and kills his dad, finds out he's not his dad, so he gets pissed off, kills him.
Well, his best friend's in the room with him, right?
I don't know if it's his best friend, but
good of friends that they said he's been here with him all night or some shit like that.
Well, the guy who his actual father that he kills is like the farmhand. He works for the main guy.
I got you.
All right. But was having an affair with the mother.
Right.
And
both of them was, both of them, apparently the man couldn't perform.
I'm assuming because she went to the farm man and got pregnant by him. So he finds that out, and him and Victor take off running after the mom goes, "What are you?" So they take off running, and that's pretty much them running into everything else. He says, "Just me and you now." And Logan,
hold on,
is the last name of the dad he killed. He took on his birth father, his actual father's last name.
That boy come with, because the boy's older than Logan.
Yeah, Victor is.
Victor's a little older, maybe a couple years. They look a couple years apart.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. He's older.
So, apparently that work hand came there with a young boy.
Yep.
So they don't have the same mother. They had the same father.
Right.
That's where the genes passed down through, is through the father.
And I don't think.
You think he was married. Farmhand had some mutant powers too?
It skips generations. His dad may have had some kind of mutation.
Okay.
But now let me tell you this. His last.
Or maybe the mom. Who knows? We don't know her story.
Well, then why would it make sense that Victor's got the same regenerative healing powers?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But the dad, the boy the actual farmhand that
he
killed.
I just contradicted myself.
The farmhand that he killed, his last name was Logan. Well, Victor's last name ain't Logan. Victor's last name is Creed. So I don't think he was married to Victor's mom. That was just some other lady he got pregnant. And
I feel
he may have already been a farmhand.
It was another master's, my master's old lady.
It was the it was his previous owner's wife.
I got you. But anyhow, it starts off like that. And he's like, we're brothers, Logan. They're running through the woods.
Jimmy.
We're brothers, Jimmy. We're here. We're down for life. We're you know, ride or die. Fucking, it's like Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you just see all this great fucking
montage of
War, of Civil War, of World War II, of all different kind of war.
World War I, then II, then Vietnam, everything.
Yeah. And that totally fucks up the Wolverine, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we will.
But wouldn't that have been a great movie? If they would have just left it at that, them going through that fucking war and showing us different scenes in different wars they was in, wouldn't that have made for an awesome movie?
It probably would have. Yeah, absolutely.
I would have stayed tuned to that movie.
Yep.
And then you brought Will I Am in here, like from the fucking the Black Eyed Peas. What the fuck?
And fucking which one was? I don't know if it was Merry or Pippin, but one of the fucking hobbits.
And the Blob, and they have the stupid monologue like, what's he say?
What's wrong with you, bub?
What's up, bub?
Did you call me Blob?
Boom. But yeah, no, I mean. You did recognize the Hobbit from Lord of the Rings, right? He was the guy who could make light bulbs come on. What the fuck?
I did.
That could control electricity.
I didn't dislike him.
Yeah, oh yeah, but that wasn't no better than Will I Am.
And I didn't dislike Gambit, but they could have kept Gambit a lot more to do in this movie.
I think if they would have, people would have opened up to him more, but he just had so little to do. It was literally a cameo. I mean, and I don't know. I'm hoping that if it ever comes out and actually comes out, I want to see Channing
Tatum's smash that shit. I don't know, man. You never know.
Seen some pretty cool photos online of him. And,
did
I mean,
you?
Yeah, just in costume.
It get you hard? Give you a half chub?
No, but it damn sure looked good. I mean, it looked like a good Gambit. I mean,
he looked a good Gimp, didn't he? And, This Is the End.
Yeah. All right. Well, so anyway.
Fucking freak.
So anyway, let's talk about where were we at? Oh, yeah, Victor Creed. They go through the wars. That would have made good shit. But then you got to bring on the Weapon X.
We didn't even mention these fucking bone claws.
Well, that's what I was getting into. We got to explain how he got his adamantium.
And then Victor's fingers. Victor's fingernail claws.
Well, see, now that he just has by nature. Because you don't remember when he's a kid, he's sitting there.
Well, he's got the bone claws by nature.
Yeah, right.
Right. What are you getting at here?
But his bone.
But he can extract them like a cat.
Yeah.
He can make them come out further when he wants to.
Yeah. And he does the same thing, but he's got blades.
I'm going to tell you what, man. If they would have just left
the bone
left claws. It with Victor and Logan, I think it would have made a good movie because I really like Victor's character. I don't know the guy's name.
Victor, I just call him Shriver.
I always call him Cotton, and I'm going to just leave it at
Cotton
that.
Where?
Cotton is my favorite.
Just call him Victor.
My favorite Victor, Sabretooth. They calling him Sabretooth.
They never actually called him Sabretooth in this movie. They always called him Victor Creed. And then Wolverine said about 20 times, Victor!
I know, but that's Sabretooth.
Yeah, it's Sabretooth.
Right. They just don't mention that in the movie.
Yeah, and he's better than Tyler Mane, the guy who played in the first X-Men movie as him, which that guy's not an actor. He's like a wrestler or a fighter or some shit.
Well, if you notice, whenever the Wolverine comes up,
yeah,
and I will get to that bath scene, but anyway. All right, wait, never mind. I'm sorry.
But
looking
anyway,
at me crazy like I'm ruining something. So I
just
say it.
Took a swig of my beer and looked down at my screen. I didn't even look
I'll
at
I'll mention it in the next movie.
Where were we at?
Victor Creed is his brother. They're clawing people. They're going through this war, and Logan, Jimmy, or whatever you want to call him, he's seeing Victor turning into a monster, an animal. He's seeing it happen, and he's He's trying to pull him back into. He's trying to pull him back into humanity. And
why'd you get into your mic like that?
Because it looked like you was pointing at me. To get in my mic, man.
No. I was gonna tell you. Everyone else starts calling him Logan, like fucking Stryker and all them call him Logan.
Right.
Victor's the only one that calls him Jimmy. He goes by Logan now. So you can call him Logan now if you want.
Right, and you see Stryker, and it's a different Stryker, but he's a good Stryker. I like
that. He was the
Stryker
guy that played in 30 Days of Night.
I mean, I like him as Stryker, though. He's a good Stryker. I like both the Strykers.
I like him better than Brian Cox, the first one.
I like Brian Cox, too, though. I don't know, but yeah, he probably pulls it off a little better.
But what don't make sense is the fucking, look how young Stryker is in First Class, or not First Class, Days of Futures Past.
Right. And then look at him there.
You're talking like 6 years later. 6 years later, he looks like this guy.
Yeah.
Man, that dude's been through a lot in 6 years.
He might be like one of them. You know how presidents age? Like a motherfucker in their 8 years.
About
term.
15 years later, he turns into Brian Cox from part two. He got a rough life.
Too much Cox.
Way too many Cox.
So then you see him turn into a monster, and he's trying to pull him back in. And then that's when they meet Stryker, and Stryker's like, well, you know, something better to do or whatever. Whatever. And then he starts saying that, you know, we're still doing the same shit. You know, we got to stop this.
You didn't mention the firing squad on him after he tried.
Oh, yeah,
Victor
the firing
tried
squad
to rape somebody in Vietnam.
Like,
and
wake me up after this is over.
And that's when Stryker comes and sees him just locked down in the bottom of a well kind of cell.
Right.
You know, and he's like, y'all want to stay here or y'all want to come help me? So there you go.
I mean, yeah, give me the choice of sitting in this fucking. What if you stopped feeding him? What if he never had food and he just went to nothing? I mean, could you live like that?
No, because he could, because his stomach would shrivel up and you would eventually starve to death. But his regenerative would make his stomach go back to normal.
His stomach, though. He has no more meat on his bones. He's just nothing but metal and he can't even pick himself up because the metal's too heavy.
But his body would be breaking down. His body don't break
but
down.
But he has no substance to.
So what would happen to him?
Die. Or just lay there. Lay there not being able to move.
Why wouldn't he be able to move?
Because he has no muscle left.
Why don't he have muscle?
Because he hasn't eaten anything for substance. He has to.
But his body regenerates, so the muscle decay would just regenerate back to normal.
I don't think so. I think you have to fuel yourself. That's how you live. You fuel
That's
yourself.
That's how we live. But if you had regenerative powers, you couldn't starve to death.
You could. I feel
you also like couldn't get drunk.
But he drinks.
You're not supposed to be able to get drunk, though.
How do you know?
Because drinking, when you drink and you get drunk,
you
you're,
get disinebriated.
You're fucking your body up. And if you had regenerative powers, it would just fix it.
It would fix itself. So you're telling me that Wolverine does not feel an adrenaline rage sometimes?
No, he's got the fucking.
So that
theory
would just fix itself then, because
adrenaline's
that's
not
a
bad
that's
thing.
But it's a chemical imbalance in our body.
But it's not a bad thing. That's something that's supposed to happen in your body.
Yeah, you're also supposed to eat for your body to live.
Well, okay, we just got to agree to disagree here because I mean, ultimately, we're not getting anywhere on this. But But, yeah, so once they get him out, and then we meet the team, and Ryan Reynolds. Let's talk about him for a minute, Deadpool. I loved Ryan Reynolds' character in this.
I did, too.
Up until Deadpool.
But
I don't like Deadpool, and I don't like the fact. How do you hire Ryan Reynolds? He is a merc with the mouth. And, dude, how are you going to hire him and then
his
cover
mouth
his
away
fucking mouth up?
The merc with the mouth. But they showed his mouth a little bit before they covered
that
his
was
mouth.
The best part of this fucking movie is Ryan Reynolds and his quips.
Yeah, he is. He's quippy.
Man, I love Ryan Reynolds, dude. He's quippy as fuck. He's quippy.
Did he give you half jumps?
A little bit.
All right.
Quarter.
Well, you ain't got much more than quarter, though, right? It right only goes to half. So that was half of your half of your tub.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to mention something, but you throwed me off.
My bad.
Me off with your chubs.
My bad. So anyway, yeah, so now we are, Wolverine ain't liking this shit because they're having to just kill people. He's like, fuck this. He walks away. I'm done. And he goes and meets Silver Fox, Kayla Silver Fox, who is the love of his life. And this motherfucker's got a lot of loves of his life. But this is the first. Yeah. This is the first love
of
his life.
He turns into a logger.
A lumberjack.
A logger like me.
Yeah, he is a logger.
But you know what? The first mistake I see in this movie?
What?
You seen all that equipment when he pulled up.
Yeah. Not 19.
No, no. Well, what time was it?
1983.
Yeah, they had equipment there.
Okay.
You seen all that equipment when he pulled up.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know what he had on him? What? A chainsaw
and an axe.
Mm-hmm. You know what I've never seen in the woods, and I've been a logger for the last 11 years?
An axe.
I've never seen an axe in the woods.
1982, though.
If he had a chainsaw, he had no reason for an axe.
Frustration, man. God, Wolverine got a lot of rage.
Okay, the only thing I can think is the leftover wood they have to chop up for firewood, and you need an axe for that. That's the only thing I can think of. Or he might have a little side hustle. He's cutting up the extra firewood, and then he's taking it home.
Or maybe that particular day, because you only seen one day, he knew he didn't have a lot of gas in that chainsaw, and it wasn't going to last.
Oh, he's not chopping down tree. Dude, they stopped that when they made the first handsaw. And he didn't have a handsaw on it. They stopped chopping down trees, but they still used the axe back then for certain things.
Maybe it was for Victor.
Maybe he just wants to look more badasser, and it made him look badasser with a big chainsaw and a big old fucking axe.
Podcast land, drinking game tonight. Every time I say Victor, take a shot.
Philip won't even remember he said that 5 seconds later, so y'all won't even get a buzz tonight. Y'all just drink when you feel like it.
I bet I say that 15 times during this podcast.
Every time I say Jimmy, drink too, so you get an extra drink in every once in a while.
There you go.
Jimmy! Hey, remember when he's leaving him, he's like, I'm out of here. He's like, Jimmy!
Oh, yeah. So then he goes and Stryker goes to him and says, hey, look, somebody's killing the team. I don't know who it is, but, and that's when Logan says, it's Victor. He's like, it may be Victor. But he killed the light bulb dude. Let's see. That's the only person he killed. And he killed.
But why?
He killed Wade.
He's killing him to let Logan know he's coming for him.
Plus, he's taking their mutations for the new project, the Deadpool.
Stupid idea.
Very fucking
stupid.
Idea. They used that for advertisement for fanboys. They were like,
They tried to pull so many characters into this shit, dude.
Just for the fanboys to try to get people to come to the theaters. They made everybody think, oh, this movie's going to have Gambit in it. Yeah, I mean, it had Gambit in it for like 3 minutes. This movie's going to have Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds was in this movie maybe 5 minutes total FaceTime. And maybe another 5 minutes covered up mouth Deadpool. All
right, when this movie come out, how many years later did we get that spoiler on YouTube that said Deadpool was coming out?
Ryan Reynolds.
And it never said Deadpool was coming out. It was just a
Ryan Reynolds.
It was just a
short
video.
Started petitioning and trying to do little clips and forcing Fox's hand into letting him do a real Deadpool movie the way he wanted to do right after this. Now, I think it might have been like 2011 when we started seeing shit constantly, and they were
Green Lantern come out yet?
Yes, it was after Green Lantern.
And he started petitioning after Green Lantern, and they still let it happen?
Yeah, they still. Well, it was a different company for one. That was DC. So it was Warner Brothers that did Green Lantern. And it was Fox that did Deadpool. But yeah, they hired him for it. Which is perfect, because he is the perfect Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, man. You can't ask for a better Deadpool.
Replacing him as Deadpool was like trying to replace Hugh
Jackman. Try to replace him real quick. Who the fuck could... I mean, just think of the... You got to. You have to change him. Who the fuck are you going to put there? You got fucking 30 seconds to answer. Who? You can even go back in time. You can put Ferris Bueller in the position.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling?
That would be the
Next. You don't. Yeah, he is starting to be funnier, man. Yeah. Have you watched that new movie he's in?
But I don't think he'd be as good as Ryan Reynolds. No, but no, I want to see him in the new Blade Runner movie.
No. Do you know anybody that's as quippy as Ryan Reynolds? Mm-mm.
Not that I can come up with off the top of my head. But anyway,
not that it looks like that.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's pretty quippy and funny.
But he's Ant-Man.
I know, but he couldn't be that character. Couldn't be a Deadpool.
No. I'd much prefer him as Ant-Man.
Yeah, I could see him as Spider-Man before I seen him as Deadpool.
I like this new Spider-Man. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, this summer...
If they ever did a Spider-Man that reached the age of 50, then Paul Rudd could do it. Because right now, he's like in his mid-40s, and he looks like he's 30.
Right.
So whenever he's 60, he might could play a 50-year-old.
Right.
So in the next 15 years, we might get a fucking Paul Rudd Spider-Man.
Possibly. Sony, you hear us? So anyway, all right, so Victor goes and kills Kayla Silver Fox, kills his girlfriend. And I do kind of, let me tell you something, I'm not big on this movie, and we'll talk about that during the rating and review, but I like some of the action, and I like some of the drama, what they tried to do. I like when he kind of run his fucking nail against the car and...
Okay. Well, this is going to be where I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I like the concept of that.
You don't like the way it looked, though.
It was horrible, man. It was horrible CGI. Felt like a cartoon for me. Even part two. But I'll get into that later. But yeah, it looked horrible to me. The CGI was horrible. It was just...
Well, it wasn't great. I mean, I'm not saying it was the best CGI I'd ever seen. I just said I enjoyed that part.
Now, I will say this. I heard a lot of people talk shit about the wire work in it.
Oh, yeah. The wire foo.
But I kind of liked it. I digged it. I like when Cotton's fucking hopping like a goddamn leopard. That shit looks fucking badass to me. I don't care if it's fucking, I know that it was not real. I don't give a fuck. I just thought it was badass that he hopped 20 foot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, why the fuck complain about that?
I'm with you. I mean, I enjoyed the action of it. I mean.
But there was some shitty CGI in the movie.
Absolutely. Even for that time. I mean,
yeah, that's where I'm getting at. For the time, they should have done better. But I don't know the budget and box
office.
They'd
have done that shit in 96. Oh, man, that would have been bad fucking ass. So anyway, all right, so he kills her, and of course Wolverine goes, and that's when he first looks up at the sky, and he's like, no. And that was really kind of corny. I didn't like that. But
you just drove me. I mean, you just pulled at my heartstrings more than he did.
Yeah, I know, right? The actor. And I'm not saying he's a bad actor and he's a bad Logan, but just...
Do you know...
Maybe it was bad writing.
I ain't talking bad about Hugh Jackman, but do you know of anything else that he's done that has made any name for himself?
Oh, no. Wolverine made this motherfucker. Hugh Jackman is where he's at because of Wolverine, and that's really all he's got on his resume is worth the shit. What, Kate and Leopold? I mean, he ain't got shit.
And that he don't really have no good big dramatic acting skills until it comes to Logan.
And
then Logan's, it's not that great. It's just, I think it, I mean, he did, he's just gotten better. He's gotten better. He's so fucking pulled. He's been doing it for 17 years. He's so much into this character. And when he looks at fucking Patrick Stewart, the way he sees him, it pulls him into that character. You know what I mean?
He can turn it off and on. He said that. He can turn it off and on.
But, I mean, he is, and he looks badass for the part.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what makes him so badass for Wolverine.
You know that's why he's retiring.
I mean, that's the perfect character for Wolverine.
Well, he's retiring because he can't keep working out like that. Because he don't look that big all the fucking time, just before they record. All of them do. They all get in shape right before they record.
Yeah, and you know, every scene that he's got these big-ass scenes where he's like, and doing all this shit.
Tell me about it.
He fucking gets a big pump in right before that scene, and all his veins is just pumping out of his body.
Nope. I know exactly what he does. He does a trick.
What does he do?
That The Rock showed him. Dwayne Johnson showed him.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. he said it like in an interview or some shit, you dehydrate yourself for 36 hours.
Well, yeah, and you don't makes, you have little water
it,
in your
it
system.
It shrinks your skin and makes you look all veiny.
Right. Well, that's what I knew. I knew that's what bodybuilders do because I watched
well,
a documentary
what
on
what actors do too.
Well, I watched the documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was a really good documentary on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called, but it was really good. Him and Lou Ferrigno was on there.
Yeah. I remember seeing it. I didn't watch it.
But, yeah, I know that that's how they get ready for their competitions. They lose all their water in their skin, and it just sucks to their fucking veins, and it pretty much, you know, they look like they're vacuum sealed.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, so anyway, yeah, so at this point, he goes to Stryker, and he's like, do what you got to do. Make me where I can kill Victor.
But, what I was getting at. With that whole fucking thing is whenever they get a big pump in right before time,
yeah,
it makes your muscles throb and shit, dude. It makes you look.
Oh, I know. I've worked out, and when you work out, it's like you can feel that your muscles bigger and it looks bigger.
Yeah.
But then it eventually goes back down. But yeah, you pump up right beforehand.
Uh-huh. That's what I was getting at.
Dude, I used to do that shit when I got on stage.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd like to do some push-ups or something.
Well, it also gets you right mentally, too, because it gets your blood pumping and
gets your adrenaline flowing.
Gets your blood pumping through your brain, you know what I mean? It gets you going, you know. A workout's good for everybody. I don't fucking do what I say, don't do what I do what I say. Because I don't work out, but.
All right, so we have killed Kayla, and he decided...
I'm sorry. This movie was pretty shitty, and that's why I'm off subject a lot in this podcast. But at least I'm bringing something good to the table. We're just talking about other bullshit that is on my mind. But anyhow, keep going, Phil.
Okay. So he's killed Kayla, and now he went to Stryker, and he said, make me stronger so I can kill Victor. And he's like, all right. He's like, I'm not going to lie, it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. They just stab this motherfucker with all these fucking needles.
And it's
pump.
Weird. And they pump in some liquid fucking metal.
Some adamantium.
I reckon hardens on his fucking... And they just
it
pump
bonds
it...
bonds to his bones. See, I always thought it
and
replaced his bones.
They just pump
bones.
It in with these fucking injections.
Yeah.
And it's like, where the fuck is this shit going? And how
it's
does it know to go right?
Bone.
How does it know to, oh, it's going in, into the bone or on the outside of the bone?
Into the bone. And it's...
That well, then that
with
totally them. Fucks up part two whenever they're showing the motherfucker. I'll get to it later, but that totally fucks
no,
up part
it,
two.
It don't, and I'll tell you, I'll get to it later. Well, let's,
why has his claws got adamantium on top of it and not on the inside?
Because it bonded with it, and it goes on. I mean, it bonded with it. That's why.
But on the
cut,
inside of his claws
was
his
bone marrow.
Bone marrow.
It bonded to it.
But there's nothing on the inside. There's no metal on the inside is what I'm getting at. It's hollow with bone through the middle and marrow through the middle.
Right.
So where's the fucking metal in the inside of his bones? If they injected it into the inside, how is it just on the outside? Why ain't it just injected and fucking filled through his whole all his bone system?
It is.
Okay, well then that just... Okay. Keep on. Right. But it's not on the inside of his claws, is what I'm saying. It's just on the outside of his claws.
I know what you're saying, but that's just how it fused. But that's what they say, it bonded to it.
All right.
And that's why it was so fucking painful, because they say bone marrow is like one of the most painful things you can do, because they stick a needle so deep and they actually penetrate your bone and pull your marrow out. And that's what he did, except they didn't pull the marrow out. They pumped that. And that shit was burning up. That's why he was in cold water. Because that shit's fucking... He's on fire with it doing that.
Yeah, when he comes out, he's just fucking... He's listening to Stryker talk.
Well, he don't
about,
come out. He dies.
Oh, well, yeah.
And they're like, fuck. And
he dies for a whole fucking 2 seconds.
Doo-doo. And then he's like, yes, it worked. He's like, well, what do we do? Take him to the island? And he's like, nah. Erase his memory. And I know exactly what I want him to do. And he heard that shit and started busting through everything and... That's when we didn't even talk about Agent Zero. He said, I think he heard you.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the famous scene of him coming out of that water. And
I'm going to mention another scene about Warrior Zero.
Agent Zero.
Agent Zero.
Yeah.
When he does that fucking little flip scene and throws his guns in the air and then pulls the fucking clips out and fucking. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That was a pretty cool scene.
He threw his guns up. And then grab those clips.
I thought he was doing a flip,
and he
too.
Threw the clips up. The clips went into the gun, and he grabbed
the
gun.
Yeah, as the gun was fixing to come down, he threw the clips into him and grabbed the gun.
And started firing without even cocking the gun or anything. Just grabbed it, went, and just started shooting.
Right, didn't even cock it. So, anyway, we're getting close to the end of this, ain't we?
Well, this is where he...
Well, I mean, Sabretooth comes and kills the fucking his old lady, man.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah, he comes... All right, so he leaves. He takes off running because he don't want to have his mind erased. So he's going after Stryker and Victor. So he goes to all his old teammates. He goes to Will.i.am and says, I need to know where Victor is. I need to know where Stryker is. He's like, I don't know, man. Ask old Fred Duke over there.
Blob.
I didn't call him Blob, yep. And he walked over, he's like, that ain't Fred. That's the guy who ate Fred. And he's like, he basically says, fight me and I'll tell you where the island is. A 3 mile island, which is a real thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Radioactive.
Like,
thing.
What's up, Bub, or some shit.
And they start fighting and he says, Bub. And that's, we talked about that.
Did you call me Blob? And then that's when he fucking.
But then they start fighting and that's when he headbutts him. And that was it. When he headbutted Wolverine, that was the end of it. Because Wolverine jumps back on that fucking turnbuckle. And just dives and punches him right in the face. And
then starts fucking hammering.
Or he starts hitting him with his elbow. Yeah, with that metal elbow.
Yeah.
And then I love the scene where he busts through those boxing gloves with his blades and sticks it right to his neck. I love that shit.
Yeah.
That looked pretty cool.
Blob should know better than a football.
But you know, I don't know if you caught this. I've never caught this before, but you know, Victor was going around killing all of them. He killed the Blob too. He made a comment to Will.i.am, and he's like, yeah, you're going to be just like your buddy Fred Duke, because he went and visited him, too, after all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So he killed all of them, everybody but Agent Zero. Wolverine killed him. Then we got to talk about once he run to this old people's house and run up in the barn, and he's like, Mom,
yeah.
Did you just see that naked man run into the barn?
And then the old man came out with the shotgun.
Yeah.
And then they die.
And then they gave him...
That's like Logan.
But do you realize they gave him the jacket that he's wearing in the first X-Men and wears all through the X-Men? The jacket with the yellow
leather, yeah.
What? You're buzzing again.
No, I'm not.
It stopped. I heard it a minute ago. It stopped.
You're full of shit.
Anyway, so... And then they give him the bike, so he's got the fucking bike. And that's when you get the shitty CGI fire scene where he goes busting out right as the barn's blowing up. And it's shitty as fuck him cutting through that helicopter, but I loved it. He just jumps off that bike. I don't know how he propels off that bike. Pulls out his claws and actually just sticks them up there and cuts the blades off of the fucking helicopter.
What if they were animadium blades? It would have just stopped the blade.
It would have just stopped it.
It would have just slung Wolverine around.
Unless they were red hot on fire, but we'll get into that. So, yeah, so he kills Agent Zero, blows him up. Then he goes to 3 Mile Island, but he has to find Gambit. So Gambit starts fucking fighting him. He finds Victor. He starts fighting Victor. He's about to kill Victor. And out of nowhere, Gambit just comes and starts fucking with him. And he's like, Gambit, just leave the dude alone. Let him kill his brother. Why are you fighting him?
He's on your side. He's Logan.
But he didn't. I guess he didn't know that because he keeps fucking with him.
Who came fucking with who first, though?
Well, he come asking Gambit, I need you to tell me. Because Gambit was the only mutant that escaped Stryker and escaped the island. He's like, I need you to tell me where the island is.
With witchery.
Yeah. He's like, I need you to tell me where the island is. And he's like, fuck you, man. And that's when they start fighting. And then he sees
Victor.
Did
he say fuck you?
Well, no, he didn't say fuck you. He could have. That would have been the only fuck.
That would have been the best fuck, man.
Logan always gets to fuck in the PG-13 movies.
Right, but you don't hear him say it. You just hear him say, what does he say?
Oh, I don't know.
Whenever they did it on...
All the rest of them, he says fuck.
Nah, huh?
He says fuck in every X-Men movie. He probably said fuck in this, too. And I just didn't catch it. Wolverine! Because you get one fuck for a PG-13 movie.
Bullshit.
We talked about this.
We didn't.
We did. We talked about it when John was out here and we did the first class series.
Wow.
You get, to be PG-13, you can say fuck one time in a PG-13 movie. If you say fuck twice, it's rated R.
Bullshit.
Nah, I
never knew that.
You don't remember when the first class where him and young Charles and young,
yeah,
walks in, he's like, fuck off.
And but then he says that in every
Except for Days of Futures Past. Days of Futures Past, Charles said it. He's like, I do remember you. I'm going to tell you the same thing you told me. Get the fuck out. And he said it different, remember?
Yeah.
We talked about that, too.
Oh, my God. I do remember that.
But anyway, so.
I just don't think about it because it's such an everyday word for me.
Yeah. So then we find out Silver Fox is not dead. She faked this shit because her sister, who is supposed to be Emma Frost, right? Diamond Girl, Emma Frost?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
But she did turn into Diamond, so she should have been Emma Frost. Even though we discussed Emma Frost back in 1963.
Maybe she was Emma Frost.
But we discussed Emma Frost in 1963 with Kevin Bacon in First Class, and she was a grown-ass woman.
Right.
How'd she go back to being a teenager?
Maybe that was her daughter.
They never called her Emma Frost. She's even credited as Diamond Girl.
That's her daughter now.
Her daughter? So Kayla Silver Fox would have been her daughter too, because they were sisters.
Maybe.
Well, we didn't talk about Cyclops.
Cyclops.
They went
yeah.
to the high school and got Cyclops. How did he have glasses? And we watched
you
in 1982 in Apocalypse, they had to make the glasses for him after he went to the mansion.
Wolverine run through that fucking cage and was just like, and just busting all the locks.
Yep.
What if he just fucking was cutting all them people and he didn't realize it? They all come out and didn't have fingers. It was like this right here on the fucking. They all come out. It was like, blood just coming all out of their fingers, shooting out of their fingers.
I can just see him looking back going, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Sorry,
bub.
Sorry, bubs.
Sorry, bubs. Did you call us blobs?
Damn.
All right, see,
every time I think of Wolverine, I think of Pete Holmes interviewing him.
So, okay, anyway, so now we're moving on with the kids all go one way. He has to stay and fight. So he fights. We get another fight scene with him and Cotton Weary, Victor. Victor!
Jimmy!
Take two shots. We get another fight with them. And then we release Deadpool. And Deadpool comes in. And this motherfucker's controlling him. Weapon 11, yeah. He's controlling him with a fucking command. I say a joystick, but it's commands on the keyboard. So Ryan Reynolds can't, because he tells him, he's like,
so this is like a Microsoft game?
Yeah. He's like,
and he's got,
he's
every,
like, all right, Stryker, you finally figured out how to shut Wilson up.
And he's got everybody's powers.
Yeah.
Well, we never mentioned Ryan Reynolds runs in the room, that scene where he runs in the room fucking spinning his fucking...
Oh, when he's got Jedi powers and can stop the bullets with his lightsaber?
That was shitty CGI, too. But it was a cool scene.
But it was a cool action
scene. It was
scene.
A cool scene.
And he made it quippy.
And I like when he cut the bullet in half and it fucking split
and
right in
people.
Front of his face.
And killed two
and
people,
killed
in
two
the
people behind
fuck
him.
Yeah,
that
man.
Was a cool scene. But, yeah, and then he's got all these powers when he comes back, and he's fucking, his eyes is all fucking weird
looking.
How
can he control it? Scott can't control it. Cyclops, he can't control it. He opens his eyes.
And it goes everywhere.
But Deadpool can control it, because remember, his eyes get black.
Whoa.
And they kind of give you the black Deadpool face mask thing, and that's when he shoots it out
of
his
eyes.
I
don't think it's him controlling it. I think that they done figured it out. Technologically,
I got you. That makes sense. I'll buy that.
Stryker done figured out that fucking shit.
Right.
Put a system in him that was like a fucking flashlight in his eyeballs, and it just shined out in one ray.
Oh, and Stryker saying cut on eye vision.
Right. So it's coming out into one ray. We know how to make a laser pointer by now. He's figured it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
That ain't hard to do. We got the power. We can put it in a laser pointer. Okay. So, but then he starts shooting at Wolverine with it, but he's not shooting at his face. He's just shooting at his claws. And
yeah.
Everywhere he moves his claws, he's fucking shooting his claws. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then what? Sabretooth comes.
So, well,
Victor!
No.
Jimmy!
No, first they climb the goddamn tower and get up there, and they're on a shitty-ass blue screen, green screen, and they're fighting, and you can obviously tell it's background. And that's when Victor comes up, and he's, like, helping him. He's like, no one gets to kill you but me. and he pulls them up, and they team up to fight Deadpool, and Deadpool kicks the shit out of both of them. Until...
Help me fight this bloody croc, Victor. Hey, hey, Australia, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. So. Until he decapitates Deadpool. Now, here's my question. How did he decapitate Deadpool?
He cut his head off.
How? He's got
animantium. Animanium.
Did he not have it in his bones then? Or did he just have the blades? That wouldn't allow his arm to...
Well, let me explain something to you. Your spinal cord,
yeah,
which is connected to your neck, which mm-hmm. connects your neck to your frame of your body, it has these little bones called what? What's the bones called in your spinal cord?
Vertebrae.
Vertebrae. Well, then right in between every vertebrae is cartilage. So he cut right through the cartilage.
What if the cartilage was fused with the adamantium?
But it can't be for him to be able to cut through it. Or it's so thin, it's like a thin tin shell of adamantium.
Or
over the cartilage. Because he wouldn't be able to flex. If his cartilage was so fucked up with the adamantium, he wouldn't be able to flex.
Adamantium.
He wouldn't be able to move his fucking neck if that was the case. He would be stuck in one position like an action figure.
I follow you. I don't know.
So his cartilage is straight cartilage. Am I right? So he cut through his cartilage, cut his neck in half. Because his nerve system isn't hooked up with right. No adamantium. Cut through all his right. nerve system.
So he cuts his head off, while his vision's up, and it's just perfectly spiraled
down. The science
down.
Checked out on
it
that
checked out. It spiraled down, and it just cuts the place up as they all fall. He's dead, and...
And now that we're done with this movie... I want to say one more thing.
We're not done with this movie because I want to discuss the ending where Stryker goes after him with the adamantium bullets.
And we find out that his chick was actually back alive. We didn't say that.
Way long ago.
Anyway, I don't think we ever really talked about it a lot. But
he
anyway,
got shot.
With the adamantium bullet and the adamantium bullet.
Adamantium.
It just popped right back out of his skull.
But it gave him amnesia.
Yep.
And Stryker knew that would happen.
And that's what he was looking for.
Shot him twice. He now has amnesia. He don't remember anything. Gambit.
Adamantium-nesia.
Adamantium-nesia. Anyway, then Gambit comes to him. He's like, I remember you. And he's like,
fuck off, bub.
He's like, who am I? And he's like, you're Logan. He looked down his dog tag and it said Logan. And the other side said Wolverine. And he was like,
well, from that point on, Gambit's my best friend because you're the only person that knows who the fuck I am.
Well, that's what he said. Cops are coming. We got to go. He's like, I'll find my own way.
Bub.
And Gambit was like, fine then, man. Good luck. Did you just call me Blob? Anyway, good luck.
Anyhow.
And he runs in one direction and Wolverine runs
another.
Now that
I forgot what I was going to say about the end of the movie. Okay. I remember again. All right. Now that we're done with this movie, I want to mention that I watched this movie because it got hacked or whatever about 6 months before it came out on box office. So everybody got a version of it. And I watched the version, and it was before all the CGI was put in, and it was like concept art, a lot of it. Like the ending scene and a lot of even the blades, man. And I was like, they come out of Wolverine's hands?
Yeah.
And then whenever the CG come out, the blades wasn't much better. I was like, okay, well, that ain't much better. I hope some of the rest of it's better. But then it really wasn't. Like, the ending scene when he's falling down through the fucking, the smokestack.
Yeah.
And cutting up the smokestack with the cyclone eyes.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking good as CGI. It's really fucking shitty.
It is.
But it was a little better than the fucking shitty concept art that I looked at. But what I think it is since it got fucking put out there way before time, and they were pissed off about that, I heard.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
When
I'm
it got put out there 6 months before time, I think they cut their fucking budget right there. They said, fuck that, we ain't spending no more money on this. And they fucking did as little as they could to fucking get that CGI right.
Well, we'll discuss that in a little while with budget and box office.
All right.
Well, let's get into 2013, The Wolverine. Here we have Hugh Jackman going to China or Japan, feudal Japan. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. Let me tell you. Let me tell you who's acting in this movie. Hugh Jackman and a bunch of Japanese names I can't pronounce, so I'm not even gonna try.
I think they did that so they could just pay their main actor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They probably do got a couple because I know that one guy. That one fucking Japanese guy that at the end. And I think the father, he looks kind of familiar. But now, and the old man, all that family kind of looked familiar.
Everybody looked
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, at the beginning, you got them hunters and shit, man. And he's walking along. And
like
that
a
guy,
fucking caveman.
He's walking along and he sees the bear and all, and
the bear attacks him.
No, the bear it ain't no Leonardo DiCaprio, the Revenant. He looks over at the bear looks over at him, the bear takes a piss, and he's like, that bear ain't worried about me. We both animals in the woods. He knows that. He respects me, I respect him. You know what I mean? We're both animals.
Right.
So you get that good scene where he's fucking, and the bear looks shitty as fuck. The chow was shitty. And then you get the scene where the bear's dying because you hear the fucking hollering and shit in the background. And they shot the bear with a poison arrow.
And then didn't go after him.
And then he apparently attacked the tribe or whatever. He attacked the hunters. And
they shot him.
Because he had a big store. The guy had a big store. Oh, he killed everybody but me. I was the only one to survive.
I think he was telling jailhouse lies.
Oh, well, maybe he did. But anyway, he was in there talking shit in the bar, and Logan comes in with the fucking arrow and stabs him in the fucking hand. He's like, ask me where I got that arrow. And he's like, well, first he says something quippy, smart ass, and then he punches him or some shit, and he's like, ask me where I got that arrow. He's like, where'd you get the arrow? It's funny you should ask.
Dude, yeah, he was a little quippy.
I laughed right then, dude. That was the only funny part in the movie.
This is the poison arrow you shot in that bear. And he was like,
oh, we didn't mention
it. He was like, I don't use poison arrows. He was like, well, then you have nothing to worry about.
We didn't mention the very beginning of the movie when he's in the war, apparently, and he's in some goddamn.
They flash back to World War II. And
he's in a cave, in a dungeon like.
And this is the same
tunnel.
This is the same time frame back in the '70s
that he's with Victor.
No, well, yeah,
yeah, because they're in war together.
And it's also around about.
This is Hiroshima.
And it's also.
Am I right?
Hmm.
This is Hiroshima.
Yes, it is.
Because they dropped the bomb on them.
Yep, that is the bomb on Hiroshima.
Right.
And all those prison or all those guards, they start stabbing themselves. He's running around trying to free the prisoners, the Americans.
Could you imagine?
Wolverine's like, I'm safer down here.
Could you imagine? They got TV at this point, right?
Right. They knew it was coming.
They knew that.
That's why they were killing
themselves. Americans
were
coming to bomb. And Americans, the only people that's got this technology at the time?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, yeah.
Russia is the next one up.
Yeah.
But China's got this technology by now, right? China's got everything.
China built the technology.
China's got everything.
People are like, does China have nuclear weapons? China built nuclear weapons.
Right.
And they paid some 10-year-old sweatshop prices to do it.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, he finally comes out and he saves that dude. And
Japan built the fucking technology that killed him.
Well, explain this to me, though. Why didn't that dude die from like some serious radiation poison?
In the real world, that fucking Chinese daughter of his would have fucking grew up with three arms and a fucking dick.
And a nose sticking out her mouth. I mean, yeah, she'd have been Sloth from fucking Goonies.
In the real world.
Hey, you guys.
But he was real rich from making that company that he had, so he could have probably fixed her up. Yeah, I imagine that's what happened. He did turn into a big old slobby fuck, and then he fucking fixed itself up.
Yeah.
That's
what
happened.
But you did see it burn his face through that hole.
Yeah, that was cool. And I love the scene where Weapon X at the time. But I love the scene where Wolverine, I'm going to go, Jimmy!
Victor!
Whenever Jimmy's fucking all burn up.
The game continues.
And he fucking regenerates from that. That's fucking badass scene right there. Looking like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, and then he just slowly grows back.
Yeah, and then it takes Wolverine, because he's got all these muscles. He fucking climbs out of this fucking cave with these fucking chains, and he's fucking beating his claws into the brick just to get up. And this fucking little Chinese man just pops his head up right beside him. How the fuck did he get up?
He's wiry. Wait, let me ask you this. Let's go back to he burns up and he just re-heals. His hair grows back, which makes me think he can never get a haircut.
Right. You try to cut his hair and the scissors breaking out.
Well, it cuts and then immediately goes. I mean, because think about it. He had a beard. Big woolly mammoth caveman beard at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, he should have been bald.
Well, when he shaves it, don't it immediately just go.
Right. He should have been bald after that experience when he burned up. He should have been bald for
his
a little
hair should have grew back slowly.
Yeah, the signs don't check out on that. I'm going to tell you other few things where the signs just don't check out.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and then you got the scene where the Chinese girl comes down to save him in the bar, and she's badass.
Oh, she is.
What's her name? She's a Chinese girl.
She is Yokio.
She reminds me of the girl on Suicide Squad with the...
And she's a mutant, too. Yeah, Katana off Suicide Squad. But she's a mutant, too. She can foresee when people are going to die.
That's crazy fucking power, ain't it?
It is. Well, she come to say that that the main guy, what was his name? Yoshida.
Yoshida Yamaha.
He said that Yoshida was dying. Oh, these fucking names, man. He said Yoshida was dying and he wants to say goodbye to you because you saved his life or whatever. So they went over there. Yoshida makes him an offer. He's like, you want to get rid of the power. I want the power. I have technology. I'm not going to tell you how. It's a MacGuffin. But I'm going to take you this technology that I have built, and I can take your power and absorb it, and you get to live a normal life and die. And I'll live forever.
I think he was lying to him.
Well, but he wanted that power.
But it would have killed him ultimately, I think.
And it may have, but he wanted that fucking power from him. And now he wanted to get rid of that power because he's having dreams of Jean Grey going, you killed me, and why don't you come with me?
She asked him to kill him. That's fucked up. Well, why would Jean fucking haunt him like that?
I think that's in his head.
I think Jean's haunting him. Jean's a fucking bitch, man. I loved her.
Jean's not a bitch. Phoenix is a bitch.
Okay.
But anyway, is a bitch. So he declines. He's like, nah, I'm going to keep my shit. Fuck you. But good talking to you. Hope you have a good afterlife. So he dies. And they have this funeral, and then we got to talk about Venom, his chick Venom. Viper. I don't like her. But she sticks
I don't like that when she pulls her skin off, she's trying to look like a cobra. They try to make it look like a cobra because she pulls it off of her face and it's like...
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
She's Viper. I thought to myself, you're Viper. You're not fucking a cobra. Why are you trying to look like one?
Yeah.
But
I just don't like her at all, though. I mean, I didn't like her character. I didn't like her.
I didn't either. And when she went bald, that was fucking weird looking.
But basically, Podcast Land, if she kisses you or licks you or anything, you'll start
to rot.
She can
spit on you. She can spit on you.
Spit on you.
But she can cure you or heal. She can heal you or hurt you with her power.
And she because
she fucking scratched that dude's face and blew into it, and it started getting him sick on the face, and then she blew again at it, and it healed him up.
Yeah. And she
so she's got venom and anti-venom.
Right, and she can also like lick a arrow and shoot it at you, and it'll poison you.
Right.
So I think she does that with a pencil or something. I can't remember, but anyway, yeah. I mean, I didn't care for her too much, but she kisses him.
Let me tell you why
he chokes, and then we'll get into what happens.
Let me tell you why I think this movie come out as a Japanese movie. And a lot of the it was Japanese, dude. A lot of the scenes, they're talking straight Japanese in this
movie. But you know it was filmed in Australia.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because that's Hugh Jackman's homeland. He wasn't ready to go away, so he was like, if we're going to do it. He was the executive producer on this.
Wow.
So he was like...
We got
to bring your asses
this.
To me.
We'll fucking set up scenes paper walls.
They did some pickup lines, some pickup shots in Alberta, Canada, but the majority of it was done in Australia.
All right, well, let me tell you why this movie was done as a Japanese-style movie. Because anime. anime is fucking huge in the pop culture kiddie world, man. People love that fucking anime shit. If you look on Netflix, they devote, I bet, 10% of their fucking shit to anime.
Well, I agree with you on that, but you know, this is an actual story arc in the comics. Samurai Wolverine is a real storyline.
I wouldn't doubt if they brought it into the comics because anime is a big fucking deal in the world of these fucking...
Yeah, but this was way before anime was something. I mean, this was back in like...
Dude, anime's been out since the early 90s and fucking probably early 80s. Okay, I remember Yokio.
You may be right then because
Pokemon, all that shit's anime.
You may be right then because I think that series of comic line come out in the early 90s. So yeah, that's probably right. But a lot of people loved it. So I mean, it was
Dragon Ball Z, man. Yeah. That's what part one reminded me of. I swear, part one reminded
part
me of
part one of what.
Or the origin when he's fucking shooting him with his cyclone and he's fucking blocking it with his claws. That reminded me of some fucking Dragon Ball Z shit.
So Viper kisses him, right? And now he's choking and we find out later on what's going on. But
yeah, it's like Rogue is touching him or something.
Well, he gets shot and he don't heal. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and he starts losing his healing abilities, and now he's getting shot. And this is the best action scene in the movie, is when, and it's shitty CGI, I'm going to mention. But it's the best action and fighting scene in the movie is when they're on top of the train.
Oh, the bullet train? Hell yeah.
And they're going like, how fast do they say they're going? Like 150 mile an hour or some shit?
And he's just holding on with his claws.
And they're jumping in the air and fucking flying back to that dude. That was cool. And he tricks that one guy and jumps up, and then the other guy jumps up and he fucking hits the sign.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
That was a really cool part. I like that.
But
now, was this after he was losing his healing powers?
Yeah, because he's getting stabbed at this moment. I'm watching him getting stabbed. Before this, he was already walking with a limp. Because
he got shot.
And now he's getting stabbed in the side with these fucking knives. And I'm like, God damn, how is he still living at this point?
Well, I think it suppressed it. It didn't stop it completely. Okay, he still got regenerative.
He's fucking, he ain't bleeding out.
Right. His
but
body's
I do
still,
remember,
his
you remember
body's
still
when regenerating,
you remember
but a
when
lot
they
slower.
Go to the little sex motel. He's sitting out there, and Jean Grey looks at him and says, you're losing a lot of blood. And you look down, and there's blood coming out of his fucking... it's coming out of his fucking pant leg.
Yeah.
Onto the ground.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He still got it. So, me or you would have died from all that.
But he's clotting up quicker. So, when he stabs him, he might clot up in about
well, right now, but minutes. But normally, if you were to slice his stomach, it would immediately go... and just heal.
Right.
But now if you were to slice his stomach, it's going to take a long time to heal, and he's going to continuously
like
bleed.
Deadpool. Deadpool takes a long, little
yeah,
bit longer to
Deadpool
heal.
Deadpool don't have the same regenerative powers as Wolverine.
Yeah, his takes a little
his
longer.
His takes a while.
But what if you...
But he enjoys it because it feels like a tiny little hand. That's what he said. It's like a tiny little hand. It makes my dick seem so much bigger. Remember that shit?
I do remember that. He is a fucking trip. I want to watch that movie again. And I haven't watched it, but twice.
We are going to do that. We're going to watch it, and we're going to do a fresh episode on it when Deadpool 2 comes out. But anyway, so
then he finds this little thing in his body.
It's like a spider thing or some shit.
And
with
what is
CT
it doing?
Scan.
It's keeping him from healing?
Yes, yeah, it's on his heart, and it's suppressing his regenerative powers. Like I said, it's not eliminating it. It's just suppressing.
So he fucking cuts his fucking self open
and
digs his hand in there.
But the girl says, don't do it, Logan. I've seen your...
I've seen how you die. You die holding your heart.
You die with your heart beating in your hand, and then you die. And he did. She just didn't see him come back.
Right.
But he got the thing out.
And that's when the dude came in and they were fighting the whole time.
That's where her dad
oh, that
in.
Was her dad, yeah.
And he's pissed because granddad died and didn't leave him the company, left the granddaughter the company.
Right.
Which is...
And then this
and
is when you see the Silver Samurai, which reminds...
No, we're not.
Yeah, he's there. He's there while they're fighting.
No, not the Silver Samurai. It's the father. The one who she... The Viper fucked his face up. He gets killed.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't get to that yet.
All right. Well, go ahead. Let's get to it.
So anyway, they finally get away. They kill that guy and everything. And now that girl's really trying to help him. She's fighting the shit out of him. She's not the sister of the girl he loves, but she was raised with them.
Right.
So it's kind of like their sisters.
They so found now, her. So now they eating in a trash can.
Yeah, she's a bodyguard basically. So now they have to go and save the love of his life. He's got another love of his life now, which is Marika. That's the daughter, the granddaughter who runs the company.
Yes.
She's been kidnapped by her fiance and his crew, which is being run by Viper and, well, all we know is Viper right now. Then they get him and he's in the fucking chair and you see the samurai behind him. That was shitty. The samurai is shitty quality.
Yeah, it reminded me of a Japanese Sentinel.
Like an X-Men Sentinel? Yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I'm thinking it's a fucking robot.
I was, too.
And when he cut his fucking head off... Well, first of all, let's talk about... He's made out of... The whole suit is made out of adamantium. And he's got adamantium sword that he can take and heat up. And apparently, hot adamantium will cut through adamantium. Drinking game. Every time I say adamantium. Adamantium.
Jimmy!
Victor!
The real truth behind it, if you heat up metal, it makes it softer. So
your sword would actually fuck up.
The one that's hot would be the one that gets damaged first.
Possibly even slice through.
Well, as soon as he hits a hard piece of metal with that fucking... With that fucking hot metal, it's gonna put a different shape on that metal. It's gonna put a dent in that metal.
Science don't check out.
Don't check out.
And if it's Wolverine's sharp blades, it don't cut them off. It probably slices through the sword.
Yeah, it's like his fucking blades, the back end that is not even sharp, cuts right through that hot piece of fucking samurai sword.
I'm gonna explain how this works. The reason the science don't have to check out, because this is adamantium, which is not a real substance. This is supposed to be a quote-unquote alien substance. So it works. Its molecular structure is different than Earth's metal. When it gets hot, it will slice through like butter. Imagine taking a butter knife, heating it up till it's red hot, and then trying to cut and cutting through butter. That's basically the way adamantium works. So, boom.
I'm going to have to take your word on it. But I would
but that's what they led me to
believe. I would believe that if you heat up adamantium.
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 Adamantium. Adamantium. If you was to heat up adamantium and cut through a softer metal.
I can't even say the word right.
And cut through a softer metal like carbon or something, then maybe it would heat that carbon up faster and make it hotter than adamantium and then cut through it. I can see that. But you're cutting adamantium with adamantium. So how, or maybe it's just that it's so thick and his adamantium so thin that it's heating it up quicker and making it hotter than his. I don't know.
It just works different.
Science don't check
it. It just works different because it's not Earth science.
All right, we get to...
It's bleep, bleep, bleep.
I think we're pretty much at the end of this. We find out Yoshio
He cuts the head off of him, and he thinks he's got him
right.
But now we kind of touched on it. He cuts the blades off, and that's cool as shit. Then he cuts the other blade off.
Then he comes back with bone claws.
But before that, he grabs his hands and locks them around and puts these
drills into his marrow.
Bone marrow.
Yeah.
And starts sucking his power out. And this dude starts looking like...
Young. So it leads me to believe that he took at least half of Logan's power right there.
I don't know how that worked. It's like he didn't take enough so that the power could regenerate everything when he... If he'd have took it all, I think you're right.
He just took enough to heal himself up. From being old, it healed him into a young man.
Yeah. But what he left Wolverine, because he didn't get it all, what he left Wolverine was enough to regenerate it all back, because he can regenerate his powers.
So he just went back to normal.
Yeah.
So he didn't take some of his power from him.
No, he just...
He just was taking it at the moment. And then...
He was taking his bone marrow.
But I know... But was it going right into his bone marrow?
Yeah, essentially.
So if it was going right into his bone marrow, then it should have given him some of his power.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's why he got young.
Yeah, but then he should have enough power to regenerate now, too. If he's got half of Wolverine's power He should have enough to regenerate his bone
body, too. I
don't
know. Maybe it didn't go into his bone marrow. I don't know. It didn't show us what it
was. I think
it
was going into his blood system.
It might have been just going into his blood system.
And it was making him younger.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're going to go with that.
Science checks out on that. All right. So once all that happens, then you see the bone claws. He stabs them up. We got to talk about how the daughter comes in with the severed Wolverine claws, starts throwing them at her dad, and stabs him with
them. Stabs him in the neck.
Kills him. Kills him. Wolverine throws him off with the bone claws.
And then he starts fucking just shooting out bone again out of his hand.
So then we jump to the airplane. They're getting ready to leave. Why he ain't staying with the love of his life, I don't know. But no, he's got to go somewhere. But the bodyguard's going to go with him, so he'll probably wind up fucking her. But then they cut out the part where she brought him a present. I seen that on YouTube. Alternate ending. And it wasn't really an alternate ending.
What
it was
present?
Just part they cut. She brought a box on, and they did the whole ending like normal. But instead of it just ending, he said, "What is that?" She was like, "Open it up." He opened it up, and it was the yellow comic book Wolverine costume and mask and everything. And she was like, "Interesting." And then it went off.
Okay.
They decided to cut that, though. I'm glad, because that was kind of corny.
But all right.
And it wouldn't have paid off because you don't ever get to see him in there.
Let's get into our rating and reviews.
All right.
All right, I'm going to rate number one, or Origin, X-Men Origin Wolverine. CGI was shitty. Storyline could have been a lot better. There was some fun parts in it for me. There was some good action scenes. But it didn't grasp me. It didn't pull me in and make me really care about the movie. I can watch the movie and play on my fucking cell phone at the same time. I'm going to have to give it a... I have to give it a 6.5. All right. I'm going to go straight into number two, The Wolverine.
You don't want me to just go ahead and get mine real quick on that one?
No.
Okay.
That ain't how we've been doing this.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to give you my quick one on The Wolverine. It was a little bit better storyline than the first one for me. It made me watch it a little harder because I never actually watched it. I really don't even remember it coming out. It came out 2013. That was the same year that First Class came out.
First Class came out in 14, I think. Pretty
sure.
It was 14. I'll look it up.
Maybe it is, but I reckon I don't fucking remember caring about this movie at all. I don't think I watched it.
Not First Class. Days of Future's Past.
Okay, so Days of Future Past come out 14?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think First Class come out 10.
2014. 10. First Class was 11.
11. All right, so I was so into the new X-Men trilogy that I don't think I even gave a shit about this one. You know what I mean? I don't think I watched it at all.
That happened to a lot of people, and I'll go into that.
I really don't think I watched it at all. I don't even remember a buzz about it. So then I watched it not long ago, I started watching it on TV, and I seen the train scene. I was like, "Oh, that might be a pretty good movie." And that's the only scene I watched. I watched like 10 minutes of it. I was like, "That might be a pretty good movie." But that's the best part of the movie is the train scene.
It really is.
But I will say the storyline is a little bit, it pulls you in a little more, especially with the beginning.
It's
more
dramatic.
Starting with the war, and then you see the old man sitting there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls you in a little better, but I'll say it's a little bit better storyline, but I'm going to have to say that the first one was more memorable to me. I'm going to give this one a 6.8.
So a 6.5 and a 6.8?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as X-Men Origins, I really remember this coming out, and I really remember wanting to like this movie. I didn't. And primarily it was because the science didn't check out. The shit didn't add up right. And I, you know, the Victor thing, why didn't Sabretooth know him in X-Men? he didn't recognize him in X-Men 1. Or some people say, well, maybe he did, but he just didn't say anything. Why? He didn't lose his memory. You know, Logan lost his. The continuity just didn't add up. The CGI was shitty. The storyline was left wanting. I mean, it was kind of subpar. But what I really did like about this movie is it had some fun, turn-your-brain-off action. It's got a lot of good action scenes. Maybe not great effects, but good action scenes. And it's back-to-back-to-back-to-back action. But with that being said, if I just wanted to average this motherfucker out and say I'm going to give it a 5. Because wasn't the worst movie in the world, wasn't the best movie in the world. I'm going to go a step higher because of the fact that I did enjoy a lot of the action. So I'm going to give it a 5.5 and 5.5. And I don't know, I expected more out of it, but I didn't enjoy it the way I hoped to enjoy it. I really hated it when it first came out. But now I can, because the first couple of times I watched it, I was like, fuck this shit. I don't like it. I don't even want to watch it. But then later on years, I've seen it a few more times. And if you cut your brain off and just watch it as a stupid action movie, like a Die Hard kind of action movie, it is not bad. Well, Die Hard's a little.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Well, right. But I mean, it's a good Victor. I love doing that. And I love hearing him say that. Funny, but that's what I'm giving you. As far as the Wolverine goes, I never saw it, never heard of a buzz on it. I did hear about it, but wasn't a big buzz. But that was partially due to the fact that the studio Fox, before this movie even hit theaters, they were already promoting Days of Futures Past.
Damn.
Nobody cared about this. That's because right. Why care about the one Logan film when the last one wasn't great when you get all the people back? For Days of Futures Past, you get the first class crew and the original trilogy crew. That was a big deal. No one cared about the Wolverine. With that being said, I agree with you. I think the storyline was stronger. I did enjoy the storyline. It didn't pull me in as much, though, because it was something I wasn't as accustomed to. It was more dramatic. It was really a step up from Origins and a step below the dramatic feel of Logan, which we'll discuss here in the near future. I do think the Wolverine had a better storyline. It didn't have as much action, though, and that was its downfall. It had some great action scenes, but like you said, the most memorable action scene was the train. The samurai fight with him was all right. That was one, and you know, but think about compared to X-Men Origins, there was nowhere near as much action.
All right.
So in that aspect, I'm going to give this movie a 5.5 also. 5.5. And I like them. I put them at that for two different reasons. The reason Origins didn't get just a regular 5 is because it had a lot of good action. The reason Wolverine didn't get a 5 is because I did like the dramatics of it. So that's my decision.
Now that you're done with your rating review, I want to say one more thing before we're actually done with this movie and starting on our games. I love Cotton on the beginning, man, on the origin. If they would have turned this, the very first one, into a them in war situation and all the way through it, them working together and then halfway through it, him going off in his animalistic ways and Wolverine saying fuck it and tying his ways with him at the end, having a big fight and then they both almost die and then they just tie their ways. That would have been a badass movie.
And then this movie could have been the sequel.
And then the second movie would have been a sequel with them probably having a bad attitude towards each other halfway through and then at the end them working together. And then Logan come out. And he could have, I'm telling you, man, it would have been good if Cotton would have been in this shit more.
Cotton was supposed to be in Logan.
I know, that's what I wanted to say, because we never mentioned it when we was talking about Logan's movie. Cotton was supposed, Victor was supposed to be in this movie, but they couldn't figure out a way to tie him into it. And the reason why they couldn't figure out a way to tie him into it is because they didn't draw that out, him and Victor Moore in the first one. They should have made it all about that fucking him, their war experience together.
But then you would have really fucked the continuity up of the first X-Men.
But then you would have had do away with all that Deadpool shit, that Gambit shit, and it they would have made a better fucking storyline for the trilogy.
Right.
But I will say Logan tied it off at the end and made it a good fucking movie. But it don't make it a good trilogy. But it makes it a fucking awesome ass movie at the end of it.
Right.
Old man Logan. Can't beat it. All right. Let's start our, what is it? What we doing now, bro?
All right, let's do some budget versus box office.
All right.
All right. Well, let's start with X-Men Origins, The Wolverine. What do you think, X-Men Origins, Wolverine, 2009. What do you think this movie spent in the budget?
I'm going to say 65
million. 150
million. She made me contradict myself, you fucking bitch. I said 100 million the first time, and then he made me contradict myself.
What did I do?
He did anyway, guys. Y'all didn't hear it. But anyway, the first time I said 100 million.
All right, what you think this movie grossed?
I want to say it made 100 million in box office.
It made 180 million dollars in the box office.
Oh, it made its money.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it made a $30 million profit.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have did a second one without it.
All right, well, let's move on to a little, what did this movie do opening weekend?
35 mil.
Opening weekend in domestically now, in USA, it did 85 million.
Wow. So the opening weekend, it fucking blew its load, and they said, don't go watch this movie.
Well, the next weekend, they were up to 129 million. Weekend after that was 150, 165.
That's when people stopped going.
Yeah. All right, so how long, bonus question, how long did it stay in the box office?
3 months.
Let's see. May, June, July, August, September, the first weekend of October. 6 months. 5 months and a weekend.
That's horrible. They wasn't selling nothing after the last first three weekends. It was over.
Nope. It hit 174 in very first of June, and it hit 170. They were up to 179 in first weekend of October.
Stupid.
Actually, first day. It was October the 1st. So that must have been a Friday or some shit.
Why the fuck was, there was nothing else going on at the box office for that shit to stay in that long.
Probably not. All right, well, let's move on to budget and box office on 2013, The Wolverine. What did they spend in the budget? $150 on the first one.
They made their money. I almost say they put the same amount, 155, 150, whatever it was.
120.
They put a little less.
Yep, they didn't have no big actors to pay, really, except Hugh Jackman.
That's right. They wanted to get the same profit off of it.
What'd they gross?
So they grossed $85
million.
Damn, they still made a profit.
They still made a little bit of. They made a $12 million profit. All right, opening weekend.
I fucked up on this budget box office, didn't I?
Yep. What you think it did opening weekend?
Probably did about, I'm going to say $85 million, what I thought it brought in. 53.
How many months? Bonus question. How many months was it in theater?
5 months.
Dead on. You got the bonus question. 5.
Okay.
5 months. All right. So let's move on. We're sticking with the name game. We can try to make this quick. We're doing two movies, so you pick an actor from one, I'll pick an actor from the other.
Okay. Is that how we're going to do it? We're changing it up a little bit?
Well, let's just...
I think we always did that. We've been doing it like
that. We just
that.
Did it different with John last week. But let's do this. Let's do this.
So I'm going to go with...
Wait. Okay, go ahead. If you go with Hugh Jackman, I say let's pull him from two because I don't know any other
actors. Think we should go with Hugh Jackman because I think we did that on the first two, X-Men and X-Men.
Yeah, and I don't know anything else he's been in except for X-Men and Kate and Leopold.
So I'm going to go with Cotton.
Liev Schreiber, okay.
Liev Schreiber.
All right, well, again.
And we can use the movie that they were in. If.
Okay, we'll knock them out real quick. I'd say let me pick somebody from the first one, too, because I don't know anybody from the second one.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
Deal.
Okay. Except for
Jean,
Hugh Jackman.
You know Jean? Was she in anything else?
Yeah, but we did her in the first X-Men episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did because we did it different. You picked three and I picked three.
Okay.
Because we did three movies.
No, that ain't how we did it. I picked three and that was it. You didn't pick none.
Okay.
I just listened to the podcast.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to pick from the first movie because I don't know anybody. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Okay, we got a game.
That's
on.
Actually a good one. Game I couldn't on. Think of a good one, but I'm glad you did.
Game on. Who'd you say? Liev Schreiber. Okay. Liev Schreiber and Ryan Reynolds. Since we'll let you go first, since X-Men X-Men's my series.
I'm gonna blow my load with Scream because that's the only other one I know Cotton in.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with Deadpool.
Well, I'm going to go Green Lantern. The Green Lantern.
I'm going to go with Scream 2.
He wasn't in Scream 1?
Yeah, you said Scream.
I never said Scream. Scream.
Oh, what did you say?
I said fucking, I did say Scream. He was in Scream 2?
He was in Scream 2.
Shit. Okay, well, I never said... The X-Men Origin Wolverine.
Alright. Scream 3.
Was he in all three of them?
He died at the very beginning of 3. He was killed by the copycat.
I need to watch them again.
I want to do them. I got all four of them on Vudu. I want to do them.
Really?
Yeah.
You just bought them?
I bought a bundle pack of 1 through 3 for cheap. And I got four on DVD and I uploaded it for $2.
All right.
I like Vudu.
Vudu's worth it.
I do like Vudu, yeah. Because you can buy bundle packs for cheaper than the
individuals. And then you can upload your shit if you got a DVD of it.
Fuck yeah.
That is pretty cool, man.
And now Vudu, I can watch it on Vudu and fuck the DVD.
Vudu's fucking spanking ass. If Vudu, if you hear us out there, we'll sponsor you, baby.
The only time I buy from Amazon over Vudu, because I do price compare, is if Amazon is cheaper or if I've already started the series. I bought Rogue One on Amazon because I own all the Star Wars on Amazon. It wouldn't make much sense to buy it on Vudu.
But it would have been a lot cheaper.
No, it was same price.
Oh, was it?
It's $19.99.
All right. Well, let's do this. Where are we at? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing a game and we're talking about other shit.
I know. I'll cut all that shit out. What, it's on...
Unless you don't have to.
Yeah, it's on you. I said Scream 3.
Well, then I'm going to say Just Friends.
All right. The Proposal.
Waiting.
All right. X-Men Origins Wolverine. You said it, but you said it for Liev Schreiber. I said it for Ryan Reynolds.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Ah, touche. And there was two more movies that come out that he was not in any of. He also wasn't in Waiting.
True.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
I'm going to let that go. But
TV shows. We've said in the past. TV
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, we have. We have. The Switch Up with Jason Bateman.
Can I say two guys and a girl because they changed their name later on in like season 5?
No,
you're right.
That's a little bit too much.
I think we could have took either answer, though. You could have said two guys and a girl or two guys and a girl in a pizza place. Yeah. It's the same show. They did change the name, though. Right. They just cut it down because they got rid of the pizza place. You said Green Lantern.
Oh, I got a good one, and this is a trick question almost.
Ryan Reynolds was in. I'm out, dude. You win. I'm out.
Blade 3.
Goddamn Blade 3 Trinity.
Trinity, thank you. I didn't know.
And he played.
I didn't know the.
And
full,
he played the same goddamn Deadpool character.
I didn't know the full title. I just went with Blade 3, but you told me Blade 3 Trinity. But hey, I was also gonna say Logan because he is in the beginning of the movie Logan. That is the movie. It starts off as him in the fucking beginning of. That's like a stinger, but it was on the beginning of the movie. I'm telling you, that is the beginning of Logan. Is Deadpool 2 spoiler?
You don't only got that point if when the DVD comes out, it's there.
It's gotta be.
It might be. They may not, though.
They've never done that before.
No, they have never done that before. Marvel has not done
that. That was a stinger on the beginning of a movie.
I get it.
I'm going to tell you, Logan did not do any fucking Easter eggs or any spoilers. Didn't do any stingers. I mean, didn't do any Easter eggs or any stingers. That was its stinger. Any one word?
One word on the
Logan.
The X-Men trilogy.
No, the Logan trilogy.
To date. Mm-hmm. Not counting Logan. Subpar.
Claws.
All right. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. This was a long one. We don't do these often, but we did do them through the X-Men trilogy. Get ready because this is it. The next episode in the X-Men series you hear is Logan. So we're looking forward to that. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out at thesmokyshelter.com. We're on Pocket Cast, Podomatic, all over the place. Send us an email at thesmokyshelter.com. I think we're pretty much done.
Yep, we are.
Any last words, Big Lance?
All right, Bob. We'll see you later. Till the next episode.
You just call me Blob?
Yeah.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You have no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Hang on a second. Wait till your dog's done scratching.
Lolo! Stop it.
Victor!
From looking at him as child, he looks like he's two, 3 years older.
Did you just plural child by saying childs? Anyway, go ahead.
I don't think I said childs. I think I said child. Okay. Looking at him as child. I think that's what I said.
It should have been children.
Maybe that is what I should have said. But
well, if so, it'll be in the good.
It'll be fine. What's I don't up? Really care. But anyway, looking at him as a child, I think that's what I said. Looking at him as a child.
Okay.
Is that not right? Looking at him as children, I should have said that still.
Yeah.
Looking at him as a child. Anyhow.
I think he said looking at them like childs.
I might have said that. I don't
anyway,
know.
Let's move on.
Looking at him like childs.
Hang on a second. Wait till your dog's done scratching.
I don't know the budget of the box office. Are we doing this as a two-movie thing? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, we are?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, I forgot. We did all of them. Man, I've been so fucked up these last few weeks. But I'll get into that later. No, I won't.
Hang on a second. Wait till your dog's done scratching. All right, cool. Well, let's get into rating and review. Quick rating and review on what you think about 2009.
I thought we were going to do all that together. Wolverine. We usually do all that together when we do the two. Let's just start on the second one. We do all that together. We do.
Are you sure we didn't do?
We did. We do it all together. We rate them all together. We do all the games together. We do everything together.
Okay. I just thought after just talking about it, it would be good.
Let's don't.
Okay. Hang on a second. Wait till your dog's done scratching. All right. But so my pick, my decision on Logan, I do think Logan was
Logan?
Fuck me.
The Wolverine.
Yeah, fuck me. Okay. Hang on a second. Wait till your dog's done scratching.
Lolo. Stop it.